KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The president says the water in Durba taking place in Midrand must not be about diagnosing problems that are already known, but about finding solutions. So Ramaphosa addressed the gathering earlier today.
These challenges have been consistently reflected in the reports of the Municipal Strategic Self-Assessment, Stats SA, and the Auditor General. She recounts events and instances and cases where water is now treated as a business and where corruption is quite plentiful.
He's urged local governments to focus on improving water and sanitation services, calling for better teamwork between national, local governments, water agencies and the private sector. Etegwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says the mixed-use development in Shongweni will keep creating jobs for communities in the west of Durban. He officially opened West Town Square today. The shopping and lifestyle complex is the first phase of the precinct being developed next to the N3 between Durban and Pietermaritzburg. It will also include residential property, a hospital and a business hub. Xaba says the development has withstood natural disasters and other challenges.
Imagine where it came in between floods, but look where you are now. I'm excited. It means that people have seen the potential of KZN and they know that these things will happen, and now they must start to be climate change resilient, and so we can overcome these disasters. And we've learned a lot. We could use our experience to build on it and then improve on developing our beautiful city.
Community leader Nkosi Shosi says the project has brought much needed jobs to the areas battling high unemployment.
And I hope it will proceed, because this is half of the job. The developers are still going to build some more development, like housing, still going to take place in this area.
And a summit that's brought together allies of Ukraine is taking place in Paris. The more than 30 nations are being co-hosted by France's President Emmanuel Macron and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. It's part of plans to lay further groundwork for a potential European peacekeeping force in Kyiv. Sky's Europe correspondent Adam Parsons explains some of the key discussion points.
To what extent could technology like satellites be used to monitor some kind of ceasefire line, and how much Ukrainian territory may have to be given up in order to stop this war? That will be a highly sensitive discussion.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has told the water in Durba taking place in Midrand that the gathering must not be about diagnosing problems that are already known, but about finding solutions. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.